Well, looking forward to going down to Philadelphia and playing another division game. Having said that, we need to find a way to win. So with that, I'll open it up.
Can you put your finger on why the run defense hasn't been as good in these first two games?
Yeah, that one play at the end that went for 34 yards, right? All of a sudden, we go from holding them under 100 to one play. And, you know, look at the time that you're supposed to be able to stop the run and not get anything is when we know they're going to run and they know we know they're going to run. So we didn't get that done in a four-minute drill, but that one play is kind of bothersome. And the other stuff is, you know, I keep saying it's a little leaky. You know, it's not we're that far off. I mean, a guy gets off the block a little bit quicker. Somebody plays downhill a little bit quicker. You know, maybe those six-yard gains or three-yard gains. And then all of a sudden it's second and seven instead of something shorter.
At the risk of asking a dumb question.
Never.
Are they running away from snacks a little bit more than you?
Interesting question. You know, I'm sure that teams, when they game plan and start doing run game during the week, they look inside there and say, do we want to try that? Do we want to venture? I think some teams will try to find ways to influence snacks a little bit with traps and influence and pulls. This team has some of that, so we expect to see that this week. But if that is happening, then we should realize that and understand that as players and coaches and guys on the other side, you've got to end up making plays. I mean, if we're pushing the ball outside and running east-west, that's a good thing.
Coach, when you plan for Philadelphia this week, in what area of Carson Wentz's game do you think he has made the biggest leap from rookie to sophomore year?
I'm going to tell you, I thought he was good last year. I remember going into the game and saying that I saw a really poised quarterback for a guy that hadn't played much football. I can't remember. We didn't play him for the first time until late. It was like I think it was November, right? So we had a chunk of film on him, and I really thought he was pretty good then. He's matured in a lot of ways, although I thought he was mature last year. I see a confident guy there running a show. He feels comfortable. He doesn't panic. You know, he scrambles. His eyes are downfield. He can run with it and get first downs. He did it last week against Kansas City. He did it against Washington. He can keep his eyes downfield and throw the ball. He throws it going right, throws it going left. I think he's a really good football player. He's a really good quarterback.
How much did you have to scramble to replace Jamaris last week?
Yeah.
And it seemed like he was kind of trying to go.
Yeah, he certainly was, and it didn't work out, and we missed him, like we miss any of our players that aren't out there. But when that happened, well, we had a plan. I mean, we knew if it didn't happen, we were going to go with guys we did, and Ross jumped in there. I thought Ross did really well on plays downfield. You know, he had some run support issues that we got to get ironed out. We talked about that. And if he has to go again, he has to go again. We'll see who's ready to go on Sunday.
On a related note, how do you think Calvin Munson did stepping in for BJ?
Admirable. I mean, look, it was first time, big time for Calvin. He didn't, you know, he certainly wasn't planning on that. I think he was happy with the opportunity. You know, for a young guy to go in there, there were very minimal mental errors as a group, and that begins with the Mike linebacker. Now, that doesn't mean we didn't make mistakes, because we did. But from a mental standpoint, as far as getting guys lined up, getting the call, I thought that operation was pretty good. It didn't drop off at all, so we were encouraged by that.
The fact that Tate plays so much in the slot kind of impacted how you can use DRC. Does that make a change?
You're talking about last week's Detroit game?
I don't know. You kind of moved him out of the slot a little bit more than this week.
He's in both spots. He will. We'll do that. He'll be in both spots. It just depends on what we've called. But you'll probably see him in both areas.
Do you think if Jenkins can't go, do you think Eli Apple has the ability to take a receiver out of the game the way that Jamaris does?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I keep saying this. Look, I know Eli had the one play, and he wants to play it better, and we want to either get it incomplete or pick it off. But, you know, Eli had five tackles. He had a quarterback hit. There were at least, I can think of, five or six times when they weren't able to throw the ball to his guy because he had him covered. I'm talking about some man things that we did. And so I think he's doing a solid job over there. Life on the corner, when they're going to throw it up there a couple of times, if they hit one, you know, you got to just be able to rebound and keep playing. But, yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful we can get Janoris back and do what we normally do. But I think Eli's doing a good job.
What's Keenan?
He gives us a guy that understands what we're doing, and he's got some games under his belt. You know, he gets in there in sub packages. We'll have to decide which way we go. Overall, game plan-wise, who's going to be there and Mike and the different packages we have, and we're doing that right now. But it's good to have another option.
Do you need more from your pass rush?
I'll tell you what. I thought that JPP and OV all day long against Detroit were bringing it. They were knocking those guys back. Now, had an athletic quarterback that snuck out. We had a plan. Now, I remember one play in particular, third and nine, that we had somebody ready there for the scrimmage. We didn't get it done. But those guys, I thought, were knocking back the tackles all day long. Pressure is not necessarily sacks, is not necessarily quarterback hits. It's when you get the quarterback off the spot and make him move his feet, they're doing their job. And I thought they did a pretty good job of it.
Spags, with the way the season started, do you have to play it all, not cheerleader, but do you have to kind of pump up the troops sometimes?
I think we got a veteran enough group that they understand what the deal is. I mean, we got to find a way to win a football game, winning can be contagious and so can't losing. So when this happens, all you do is focus on winning the next game. You flush the last one out and worry about winning the football game. And this one's not going to be easy. You go down to Philadelphia, it's not easy to win there. But we've been down this road before, and I think we've got enough guys on the whole team and on defense that understand what we're up against.
You've witnessed a comeback from 0-2, and it ended in a Super Bowl run in 2007, Obviously. What sort of lessons can you take from that team and impart on this team?
Well, just then you don't give up on what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing and the way you do it, you don't all of a sudden bail on it because you failed to win two football games. So, the old cliche, stick to the process, stick to what you're doing, believe in it, trust in it, trust in each other, and move on. Hopefully you get a win.
What have you seen from Darian his first three games?
Darian Thompson? Good, solid control of what we're doing. I think he can play better. I think he knows that. But he had a couple of really good tackles, and he had a couple that weren't so great. Be nice, what would be really nice is if somewhere along the way the ball fell right in his hands, he had an interception. It makes everybody's confidence better, so hopefully we'll get that sooner rather than later.
Do you worry about that? Tomorrow, the fact that guys might be pressing, because you get to a point in the game where, on Monday night, if you guys get a takeaway, that might be the only way you're going to get back in it.
Well, I thought we should have, from a defensive standpoint, I know they got the punt return, but I look at us and say we didn't do our job. It should have been 10-9 or 10-6. That's what we should have won by. That's how we look at it. We're never worried about what happens in the other two phases other than when you look at the scoreboard at the end. But we don't want guys pressing. We want guys playing. Let the game come to us, right? Do what we do and hopefully do it real well.
Tight ends have seemed to have had success the first 2 weeks against you. Now you're going up against Zach Ertz. What do you have to do to try and contain him?
Cover him better. Knock him around a little bit at the line of scrimmage. Hope he drops a couple of balls. I don't know. We do have some certain calls in there to take away the tight end, but this team's no different than the last two that we've played. You can't just concentrate on that one position because you commit too many people to one spot, other things open up, and we make a conscious decision of what we're going to take away. 2 weeks ago, we weren't going to let 88 wreck the football game, right? So 82 gets a couple of catches, This past week, same thing, but we'll change it up, and hopefully when we decide to take him away, I call it at the right time when they're trying to throw it to him. Doesn't always work out that way.